Hi, my name is Lawson Paolini, and I'm going to talk about the culture of a skate park. When you go to a skate park, you see people skating. You see them completing tricks, failing tricks, you know, getting back up, getting themselves back in the game, trying to keep their focus. You see them getting injured. When people get injured, they get frustrated. They think about what they're doing wrong. They think about how bad they don't want to be skating in the moment. Some people are good at getting right back up, but depending on how much you get hurt or how much you've been messing up, your mentality might shift a lot more than you want it to. When you go to a skate park, you'll see more than just people skating. You'll see people talking. Skaters trying to learn new tricks. Skaters talking about anything they've done the past week. Maybe their job. Maybe some music. It's often something that is remotely interesting, and they always can find something to relate to. That being said, the environment that is created at the skate park is completely dependent on the skaters that go there. Old Fourth Ward Skate Park is where I go, and I run into people who I've never seen before. You see a lot of skaters that come from the Beltline and some that don't, but what's important about the people that come to the skate park is the attitude that they bring along with them. A lot of the experienced skaters have nice boards. They ride fast, confidently. They know what they're doing. They come to the skate park and they want to hit the ramp. They want to do everything there, really. And for new skaters, that might be intimidating. A lot of times, new skaters get in the way. My first time at this skate park, I was all over the place. I didn't know where to be out of the way. I didn't know how to not be in the good skater's way. So when they were coming past going 100 miles an hour, they'd have to stop because I wasn't where I was supposed to be. I quickly learned what it meant to break someone's focus because I saw it, even though I wasn't always in the way. I found that young kids who go to Old Fourth Ward because they're at the Beltline with their parents just ride around like they don't care about what's going on around them. And when a skilled skater is going fast and is confronted with an interference, they completely lose focus. They get out of their zone. And the reaction that I see is yelling, screaming, it's anger, sometimes going at people like you're going to hurt them. It's much more aggressive than I'd like to see. And the truth of the matter is that everyone at the skate park is going to make a mistake, including the good skaters. They're going to get in someone's way sometimes. Maybe they've already figured out how to get out of people's way, but the problem that happens is that there's no productivity of yelling. And the first instinct is either to yell or to ignore the situation. Apologizing is great, but there's less that people get out of it when they're not trying to build up one another. I talked to a few people at the skate park about an incident that we both had all experienced. And it was someone coming up a ramp, getting ready to jump off of it, and a scooter, an electric scooter, riding directly through his way. And when the board landed and the kid bailed, he immediately began yelling. He was cursing him out continuously, and he was doing that to make a point. He was doing that to say, you should screw off. You're on a scooter. I'm trying to do work here. And what that said to me was that he was a skater who knew exactly what he was going to do. And in the middle of executing it, he has to suddenly deal with the person in his way. And what I noticed and the people around me noticed and said was, wow, that guy went too hard. He didn't need to do all that. He was lashing out and not thinking. He could have just taken a breath, said, all right, that happened, and kept going. Maybe he wouldn't have been thrown off afterwards. He could be skating better. And I say all of this to say that the skating environment at any skate park, it depends on who goes there and who is trying to do what. If you're someone who enjoys just being in your own zone, then the skate park isn't always going to be the best place for you because there are other people there. It's true. I like to go to the skate park and see a ton of people skating, all doing hopefully well with their tricks, but I also want to see people helping each other. I want to see myself being able to help younger or newer skaters and having a good time with everyone there.